Sí. जय गिरि गोवर्धन, गिरि गोवर्धन, गिरि गोवर्धन, जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय, 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद, 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव, 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 गुरुदेव। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते। कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्या नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्तनमास्तुते तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this Srimad Bhagavatam session. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, chapter number 11, chapter entitled as Jadabharat Instructs King Rahugan. Brahmana Uvacha आकोविदकोविदवादवादान् वदसि अथो न इति विधानवरिष्ठः न सूरय हि व्यवहारमेनम् तत्त्व अवमर्शेन सह मानन्ति ब्राह्मण उवाच आकोविद कोविदवादवादान् वदसि अथ न इति वादान् वरिष्ठः न सूरय हि व्यवहारमेनम् तत्त्ववर्षेण सह मानति ब्राह्मण उवाच आकोविद कोविदवीदवादान् वदसि अथ न इति विदान् वरिष्ठः न सूरय हि व्यवहारमेनम् तत्त्ववमर्शेन सह मानति नासूर हि व्यवहारमेनम् तत्त्ववमर्शेन सह मनन्ति ब्राह्मण उवाच आकोविद कोविदवादवादान् वदसि अथो न इति विदान् वरिष्ठ न सूरय हि व्यवहारम् एनम् तत्त्वावमर्शेन सह मनन्ति माताजि ब्राह्मण उवाच अकोविद कोविदवादवादान् वदसि अथ नातिविदान् वरिष्ठ न सूरहि व्यवहारमेन तत्त्ववमर्शेन सह मनन्ति ब्राह्मण उवाच अकोविद कोविदवादवादान् वदसि अथ नातिविदान् वरिष्ठो वदसि अथ नातिविदान् वरिष्ठो नासुरय हि व्यवहारमेनम् तत्त्वावमर्शेन सह मनन्ति Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Brahmana uvacha. The Brahmana said, Akovidaha, without having experience, Kovida vada vadan, words used by experienced persons, Vadasi, you are speaking, atho, therefore, na, not, ativadan, of those who are very experienced, varishtaha, the most important, na, not, surayaha, such intelligent persons, he, indeed, Vyavaharam, mundane and social behavior, enam, this tattva of the truth, avamarsena, fine judgment by intelligence, saha, with, amanati, discuss, translation. The Brahmana Jadavarat said, My dear king, although you are not at all experienced, you are trying to speak like a very experienced man. Consequently, you cannot be considered an experienced person. An experienced person doesn't speak the way you are speaking about the relationship between a master and servant, or about material pains and pleasures. These are simply external activities. Any advanced experienced man, considering the absolute truth, does not talk in this way. Purport. Krishna similarly chastised Arjuna. Asochyan anasochastvam prajñavadam sabhasasi. While speaking learned words, you are lamenting for what is not worthy of grief. Similarly, among people in general, 99% try to talk like experienced advisors, but they are actually devoid of spiritual knowledge and are therefore like inexperienced children speaking nonsensically. Consequently, their words cannot be given any importance. One has to learn from Krishna or his devotees. If one speaks on the basis of this experience, that is, on the basis of spiritual knowledge, one's words are valuable. At the present moment, the entire world is full of foolish people. Bhagavad Gita describes these people as mudha. They are trying to rule human society, but because they are devoid of spiritual knowledge, the entire world is in chaotic condition. To be released from these miserable conditions, one has to become Krishna conscious and take lessons from an exalted personality like Jadabharat, Lord Krishna and Kapila Dev. That is the only way to solve the problems of material life. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada specifically focused that one should take knowledge, spiritual knowledge, from a experienced person, not from ordinary persons. And he concludes by saying that we should take this knowledge from personality like Jada Bharat, Lord Krishna, and Kapila Dev. In the present society, there are many personalities who don't accept Krishna, don't accept Lord Ram, but still they are speaking about spirituality. That is the misfortune of this age. But today's topic, I will focus on some points, that what is exactly, how the knowledge is helping us, and what is the what is real knowledge which can give us peace and happiness. As Prabhupada mentions in the purport, unless until the real knowledge is propagated in this world, there cannot be peace. In present society, there is chaos all over the world because of ignorance, and the personality who preach, they are in ignorance, on inexperience. It's like that. So we'll try to understand the characteristics of Bharat Maharaj, understanding of Bharat Maharaj and Rahugan through a topic, when a body meets with a soul. We'll see how it exactly, what is their experience and interactions. We'll try to understand. Chapter 10 and chapter 11, these are related. So we'll try to understand this two chapter by five heading. First is compassion. Second is frustration. Third is self-realization. Fourth is clarification. And fifth is instruction. This chapter name is the instruction of Bharat Maharaj to Rahugan. This chapter starts that Bharat Maharaj carrying the palanquin of Rahugan Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj in the sense Jada Bharat. When I say Bharat Maharaj, you should understand that Jada Bharat, it's like that. He is carrying the palanquin of Rahugan, but because of his compassion towards ants, he generally not carrying it properly. There is some imbalance in the movement of palanquin, and that creates some discomfort in Rahugan Maharaj. So here you see Bharat Maharaj reached his third life as Jada Bharat Maharaj after giving up hidden deer life. First life, he was distracted by compassion externally, but still his quality is there. He is still compassionate towards the ant. Therefore, the last destruction is not due to compassion, but due to attachment to the deer. So here he is doing a responsible, he is doing his responsibility, but he is not violating the principle of compassion. So this is the character of a Vaishnava. So Bharat Maharaj doing his responsibility, but without violating the principle of compassion. So here we should understand, we have many responsibility in our life, spiritual responsibility and social responsibility. But while doing it, we should not violate the principle of compassion and the principle of devotion both. Sometime the name of responsibility, we are exactly violating some principles of compassion and devotion. Therefore, we should live a life of compassion. So there are many entities. Here we see the honeybees. They are living a life, harmless life, with contribution. They are contributing some honey to the society. but they are not harming the flowers. This is their greatness. And we are getting honey by harming them. Okay. But their greatness is that they are collecting hard, they work hard without harming the flower, the source, and contribute for the society. And honey is very sweet. See the creation of the God. Honey, we collect honey from the flower. वो collect करके अपने honey comb में उल्टी करती है. Okay, and that ulti is very tasty. This is the creation of Lord Krishna. But our ulti is not very tasty. So this is a perfect creation. See the purity of that body. Okay, na? So similarly, there can be a spiritual body, which is exactly full of any dirty things. That can be happen, because there is pure body like ulti is happy, ulti is attractive and very tasty. The point is that the honeybee lives a life of kindness or compassion without harming others, and there is a contribution. And the bumblebee is there, but that bumblebee is collecting honey without harming the flower, but he has no contribution for the society. If someone is failed to live a life of contribution for the society, he should live a life of harmless to others without any contribution. It's okay. But there are trees, they are completely selfless and dedicated to the society. And all parts of that tree is used for our benefit, for our survival. So in this way, you can live a life of compassionate, like a tree, like a honeybee, or like a bumblebee. But you should not live a life of mosquitoes. And the mosquitoes are harmful. They are exactly taking blood from the person, and they are killing the person by the disease. So these are life of mosquitoes, life without compassion. But Bharat Maharaj lived a life of compassion previously. Now he is living a life of compassion also. So here we see Bharat Maharaj is carrying the palanquin, but at the same time conscious of others' life. So sensitive to other living entity, even for an ant. So in order to protect the ant, he is disturbing a king. See the consequences. To protect the ant, he is disturbing the king. He is not an ordinary personality. The king is special. But Bharat Maharaj is doing this. This shows that how compassionate is heart. For in our case, you may be compassionate to someone without harming others. But harming a king, disturbing a king, and showing the quality of compassionate is very difficult. Because he is a pure Vaishnava, he is showing this utter compassionate to an ant. Because he knows very well the pain of death and the pain of karmic reaction. Therefore he is exactly acting on the platform of compassion. Still he is fearless. He knows very well that I am giving discomfort to the king, and the king is going to punish me. But he is fearless because of his Vaishnava qualities. Therefore, Jada Bharat Maharaj is extremely sensitive and compassionate. And this is special quality of Vaishnavas. We can identify ourselves and examine ourselves that we are progressing in devotional life or not, by understanding our nature of sensitivity and compassion. Therefore, sensitivity is one of the greatest quality to attain divinity. If you want divinity without sensitivity, that is an illusion. In reality, divine life begins with the sensitivity. In the material world, if you want to live a divine life, we should live a life of sensitivity. Therefore, in our life,
The responsibility and sensitivity should go together. You can't say that I am responsible, but I am not insensitive. That should not be, should not happen. Therefore, Lord Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 6.30, Yomam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam chamai pasyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, sachame na pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So this is equal vision. So seeing Krishna everywhere, what does it mean? Yes, self-realized person sees Krishna everywhere. That is right. But in our case, seeing Krishna everywhere means love everyone as you love Krishna. Respect everyone as you respect Krishna. Care everyone as you care Krishna. That should be the vision. That is exactly equal vision. You can practice these things in this conditioned life. Now, before realizing Krishna, we should first realize the quality of Krishna. We should live based on the quality of Krishna. When you realize the quality of Krishna and live a life based on qualities of Krishna, ultimately we can see and realize Lord Krishna. Therefore, first essential thing is that we should live a life of quality of Krishna. So, for this quality, we have to express our compassion and sensitivity. Because Lord Krishna is supremely sensitive and supremely compassionate to every living entities. Although unlimited living entities forget Krishna and they sometimes don't accept Krishna, but still Krishna is never forgetting them and he is always sensitive and give direction through Paramatma and through Guru and through Vaishnavas. Therefore, we have to practice this quality of sensitivity. This is very, very important. So, you cannot sense the supreme sense if you are insensitive to others. So, first sense the supreme sense within the body of everyone. Then we can sense that supreme sense externally. Therefore, it is very essential to become sensitive. Therefore, 6.32, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Atma upamenaha sarvatra samam pasyati arjuna sukham vayadiva dukham sayogi paramamata. Very nice verse. He says, he is a perfect yogi who, by comparison to his own self, sees the true equality of all beings in both their happiness and their distress, O Arjuna. So, Prabhupada purport mein first line mein likhte hain, one who is Krishna conscious is a perfect yogi. He is aware of everyone's happiness and distress by dint of his own personal experience. So, in this verse specially, Lord says, Sa yogi paramamata. He is the highest yogi who sukham va yadiva dukham samam pasyati Arjuna. Who exactly sense the pain and pleasure of other living entity, he is a parama yogi. So 6.47 mein he says that parama yogi means who is exactly abide by me, worship me. Yoginam api sarvasam madgaten antaratmana. So that is the definition of yogi, but here the other definition is there. That means we are highly sensitive to Krishna, Paramatma. At the same time, we should be highly sensitive to Atma. That is the qualification of Parama Yogi. Therefore, if you are insensitive to Atma or the living entity, but we are sensitive to great personalities, only God. That is not Parama Yogi. Therefore, Yogi means who are sensitive to all. That is required. So sometimes we generally we say compassion means giving something to others. But one can be compassionate, at the same time can be insensitive also. Therefore, we must be compassionate to other, but at the same time we should be sensitive to others. That is perfection of compassion. Therefore, dealing with feeling is a sign of compassion. In last life, he was compassionate but attached, Bharat Maharaj. But in this life, he was compassionate with detachment. Therefore, have a compassionate heart but a detached brain. That is essential to progress in devotional life. Prabhupada writes in the purport, a devotee of the Lord doesn't forget his devotional service and other favorable activities, even when he is in a most distressful condition. He could not forget his duty to avoid killing even an ant. A Vaishnava is never envious or unnecessarily violent. A Vaishnava is always very kind at heart to all living entities. This is exactly purport to 3.25.21. He says, Tirikshasah karunikah sruhuda sarvabhutanam ajata satravah santah sadavah sadhushana. The symptoms of a sadhu are that is the tolerant, merciful and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures and all his characteristics are sublime. So this is the quality of compassion shown by Jadabharata, Bharat Maharaj here. Second point in that chapter 10, frustration of Rahugan Maharaj. So when he feels discomfort, he gets some frustration because he is in the mode of passion. Therefore, he says that certainly you appear very fatigued because you have carried this palanquin alone without assistance for a long time and for a long distance. This is the sarcastic word he is using, criticizing. Abhi abhi palanquin pakad rahe hain, long distance nahi hai, and he is saying like this, that you are feeling fatigued. At the same time he says that due to your old age you have become greatly troubled. My dear friend, I see that you are not very firm, nor very strong and stout. Aren't your fellow carriers cooperating with you? The carriers are cooperating. He is very fat, strong. He is in his young age, but he is criticizing sarcastically. So after speaking this, he remained quiet for some time. But still he felt some discomfort while this palanquin was moving. Because Bharat Maharaj has compassionate, sensitive movement because of the ants. Thereafter he says, he directly chastised, you rascal, you are, what you are doing? Are you dead despite the life within your body? Do you not know that I am your master? You are disregarding me, are not carrying out my order. For this disobedience, I will punish you like Yamaraj punish living entities. I shall give you proper treatment so that you will come to your senses and do the correct thing. So here you see that Rahugan was frustrated because of little discomfort. But Bharat Maharaj was not frustrated because of the heavy burden of palanquin. He was a self-realized soul and he had no experience of such carrying such palanquin or weight. But still he was not frustrated. And Prabhupada writes in that purport, he was frustrated because of mode of passion. So our mental condition depends upon the modes we belong to, or which mode affects us more. According to that, we exactly show our symptom. So the mental frustration or mental satisfaction all depends upon three modes of nature that affects our mind, even our body, but they affect more the mind. Just as now the rainy season is there. Because of rainy season, our feeling is different. We feel some cold because of rainy season. But when there is summer season, we feel hot because of summer season. When there is winter season, we feel more cold because of winter season. So there are three seasons: winter, summer, and rain. And there is spring season also. The feeling we get because of changes of season outside. The changes of season outside affects our inside body. According to that, we desire, we speak, and we need something. When there is summer, we want some coolness, we want AC. When there is rain, we want an umbrella or raincoat. When there is winter, we need heat. So that need arises because of the influence of three modes of nature. Similarly, when our behavior and our mental condition happens because of the influence of three modes of nature. When modes of passion, it's like hot season, affects our mind, there is frustration. And modes of goodness affects our mind, there is compassion or satisfaction. When modes of ignorance affects our mind, there is madness or cruelty. So these are the effect of modes, just as the three seasons have the effect on the body. Similarly, the three modes affect our mind. Therefore, Bharat Maharaj knows it very well. That Rahugan is speaking all this thing because of the effect of mode of passion. Therefore, remains cool without any disturbance. But Rahugan can't understand it. Rahugan is in bodily conception, but Bharat Maharaj in spiritual conception. Prabhupada writes in that purport, he says, Bharat Maharaj can handle all the situation because of his spiritual strength, because of his devotional power. Therefore, because of modes, we get some identification. And based on that identification, we have some expectation. And when that expectation is not fulfilled, there is frustration. That is exactly, these modes are the cycle of modes or mechanism of modes, we can understand in this way. So here we see there is passion. Because of mode of passion, there is misidentification that I am the king. And there is a desire for attention or expectation. The king must be served nicely, must be given proper attention and respect. And when that is not fulfilled, then there is frustration. There is passion, misidentification, expectation, then there is frustration. In this way, all the modes acts. In case of Arjuna, if you see, he was influenced by mode of goodness. And he is identifying, ki I am a good person. In Gita, first chapter, he says, but the Dhritarashtra, they can't see ki what is the consequences of this war. But we can see. So he identifies that I am a good person. So how can kill others? Because of this misidentification, he has some expectation that I should not kill anyone. And he has expectation what will happen to this world. In this way he is thinking, and there is frustration. Arjuna is frustrated because of mode of goodness. Sometimes mode of goodness is not properly handled, guided. That creates also frustration in our life. And in case of Dronacharya, if we see, he is a person with knowledge, but because of attachment to his son, you can say effect of ignorance, and he identified himself as father. And because of this misidentification, he has some expectation that my son must be protected. When that is violated, he was in frustration. Therefore, because of modes, we are getting some false identification. That false identification creates an expectation in our heart, and that when that expectation is not fulfilled, that creates a frustration in our life. Therefore, there is another season, that is spring season, that is transcendental mode. So when one is in transcendental mode, he feels comforts in any situation of life. He is never agitated by any situation of life. That is exactly a transcendental mode, a transcendental situation. So just as there are three seasons, but there is a spring season, similarly there is three modes, but there is a transcendental mode. That is, by that mode, you are not exactly modified by the three modes of this material world. And that is Bharat Maharaj. So here we see the cause of frustration of Rahugan is because of mode of passion. But how Bharat Maharaj handled it, we discuss little, but we will see in this heading, self-realization, third heading. The Jada Bharat Maharaj was the residence of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always carried the form of the Lord within his heart. He was the dear friend of all living beings, and he did not entertain any bodily conception. He therefore smiled and spoke the following words. Prabhupada, that is verse number 8, chapter 10. Here it is clearly said that he was not in bodily conception of life. Therefore, frustration is due to bodily conception of life. If you are free from bodily conception of life, there cannot be any frustration in our life. But the illusion is so strong, you are hearing it again and again, but it is very difficult to give up this bodily conception of life. How Bharat Maharaj was free from bodily conception of life, you can understand by his expression. He says, chastisement for the body, these are not simply words of chastisement. For the body is the carrier. The load carried by the body doesn't belong to me, for I am the spirit soul, he says. So he never identified himself as body. In our farm, many times we see JCB or cranes are used for lifting the weight. The weight is lifted by the cranes, not by the driver. Similarly, the weight of this world is lifted by the body, not by the soul. Sometimes there is breakdown of the crane and vehicles. So generally, we say that gaadi breakdown ho gaya mera. So that breakdown is not belongs to the driver. That breakdown is there to the vehicle. Similarly, hum bhi kabhi kabhi breakdown ho jate hain. Tum bola yaar main breakdown ho gaya. Nahi, aap breakdown nahi hue. Aapka body breakdown ho gaya. So Bharat Maharaj identifying like this. Therefore, he is free from frustration. It's like that. So this section exactly gives how to be free from frustration in our life. And this, you are living in a world of frustration. But how to be free from that frustration, you can understand by this chapter 10 and 11. And this is exactly this chapter 10 and 11 is the perfect example to explain the chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita, Kshetra, Khetrajna, Jnana, Gayam, Purusha, Prakruti, all these things are described. And Bharat Maharaj exactly a proper example for the chapter 13. Then he says, certainly, as you have hinted, I have not labored caring the palanquin, for I am detached from the body. So the point here you can understand that more you are detached from body, the more you are free from disappointment. There may be feeling of pain, but there cannot be disappointment for a self-realized soul. That we should understand. Therefore, more is the attachment to the body, more is the disappointment in our life. Less is the attachment to the body, less is the disappointment in our life. And no attachment, no disappointment in life with all pain in our life. Therefore, attachment is the cause of attachment to the body is the cause of disappointment in our life. So Bhishmadev lived a life of a painful life. He never fulfilled his desire, although he is powerful. Samarth bhi hai, shakti bhi hai. Lekin koi bhi karya ko sarthak nahi kar paye apni ichha se. But he never disappointed. And a bed, air of bed, he was exactly satisfied with all pain because of detachment from bodily conception of life. Then he said to Bharat, to Rahugan, that you said that I am stout, I am strong, but in reality, I am not body. It is directly connected to the body. Therefore, it is not affecting me. It's like that. Then he says, very nice point. If the object of this journey and the path leading there were mine, there would be many troubles for me. But because they relate not to me, but to my body, there is no trouble at all. So, exactly the feeling of trouble is there when you live for a material goal. As long as we have a material goal, there will be trouble and will feel disappointment because of that trouble. Therefore, we should not have a material goal, but we should live for a spiritual goal. Therefore, success and failure is related to the material body, not to the spirit soul. If all our material goal is finished, not fulfilled, still we should not be disappointed. Because material goal is there because of body, and the body is going to change. Bharat Maharaj can realize it properly because he can remember that he was the king of whole Bharatvarsa. He was lifting the whole Bharatvarsa in his previous life. Now he is lifting the palanquin to a small king. Because he passed only one life, he can remember his whole city. And some relatives may be there. He can see also. And he can see his palace, his whole kingdom, his power, his position, his influence. But now he is in Jada Bharat. After seeing this, realizing this, he can understand. Material goal has no value in our life. Therefore, he is not frustrated. Because we don't have any remembrance in our past life, we are still trying to achieve some material goal. This generally chapter shows that the symptom of a person who is free from bodily conception of life. But hearing all these things, generally it is very difficult for us to be free from bodily conception of life. But when you hear it again and again, then it is possible to be free from bodily conception of life. But it is very powerful. We experience the body, we experience the world, and you experience that great personalities became generally lower than the insects in this world, but still we are not ready to give up. This is power of Maya. So I will speak some words, rhyming words, just to describe the power of Maya. हार्ड मांस के पेटी चाम में लपेटी कोई बनता बेटा कोई बनती बेटी तो यू सी दिस बॉडी, हार्ड मांस से, हार्ड मांस के पेटी, एक बॉक्स से है, पैकिंग इज बेस्ट बट व्हेन देयर इज चेकिंग सब कुछ गोलमाल है. दैट इज एग्जैक्टली हार्ड मांस के पेटी, चाम में, चाम मतलब चर्म, चर्म में लपेटी. कोई बनता बेटी, कोई बनता बेटा, कोई बनती बेटी. झगड़ते हैं खाने के लिए रोटी, बन जाते हैं मोटा और मोटी. तो दिस इज द सिचुएशन बिकॉज ऑफ बॉडीली कंसम्पशन ऑफ लाइफ. दिमाग है सबका खोटी, भोग के लिए मारते हैं सिटी. ओके, फॉर कॉलेज स्टूडेंट्स इट्स लाइक दैट. पावर के लिए पकड़ते हैं एक दूसरे के चोटी, अंत में सब बन जाते हैं मिट्टी. तो ये सब एक्सपीरियंस है हमारा, बट इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गिव अप द इल्यूजन एंड डिटैच फ्रॉम बॉडी. दैट इज एग्जैक्टली पावर ऑफ इल्यूजन. बट बाय द मर्सी ऑफ वैष्णवास एंड श्रीमद् भागवतम गुरु एंड कृष्णा वी कैन ओवरकम फ्रॉम दिस इल्यूजन. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की जय. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण.